Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get to the outside, now cuts it up. Breece Hall still going, and he lost the football. Baltimore claiming they have it. No official signal yet. And out is Ravens ball.
I think it's just a combination of us coming together collectively. Defense, I feel like we're playing. We know what each other.
That was Roquan Smith talking about the defense after you heard the highlight of Marlon Humphrey stripping Breece Hall inside the five. Aloe Gilman recovers it. Ravens had two turnovers in the game, and they defeat the Jets 23-10. But that was a massive play because Breece Hall was about to cut that 2-1 score game. And even if he doesn't score, they have first and goal, and you assume they're going to score and make it a one-score game. Instead, the Ravens get the football back and end up not coasting, but winning 23-10.
Well, you start to worry about the fourth quarter bugaboos. It's like if they cut this to a field goal and we see a three and out from the offense, which I don't think would have shocked anybody in a close and late situation as presently constructed, and they put the ball back in Terod's hands with nothing to lose. Could that be super problematic? Now, look, the reality is I think we have to skew positive here. Forever we've been saying that defense doesn't get off the field when they need to get off the field. There's no one to make a play when a play needs to be made. And a play doesn't just have to be a drive-ending or game-ending sack, although, you know, Draymond is providing some of those.
Yeah, Draymond.
Big sack at the end of the first half, big sack at the end of the game. See, he was a closer. But we've seen tip balls do the trick. We've seen pressures forcing errant throws do the trick. And we've seen takeaways do the trick all of a sudden after takeaways being dormant half the year. In the second half, they've really come back with a vengeance. And Marlon, still kind of with one arm, being able to hunt that, what do you, peanut punch, Hawaiian punch?
Fruit punch.
Fruit punch.
Hawaiian punch.
His version of the peanut punch.
That's good. Yeah.
Well,
this time he just ripped it out.
Yeah. But, I mean, hunting the football on a ball carrier is absolutely huge. They had to find a way to prevent the Jets from scoring there. If they cut it to a one-score game, even if they had to settle for the field goal, and I'm not sure how Aaron Glenn would have played that one way or the other, I think it could have been problematic. So getting those critical stops are huge, and that's becoming more a part of what they do as a defense. They're still not going to wow you over with the eye test. It's not going to be waves of pressure. It's not going to be them dominating at the point of attack. Slot receivers and running backs and tight ends, for that matter, who catch balls in the middle of the field, that's just going to be a problem forever and ever and ever. Amen. I don't know why they waited as long as they did to start throwing it to Breece Hall more, but once they did, brother, there weren't a whole lot of answers for it. So I still think I have some reservations about them defensively, but they're, instead of finding ways to roll over in the fourth quarter because of a stupid penalty or a missed tackle or a blown assignment, or my God, how do you not keep the guy in bounds there? They've changed their spots. So I'm skewing positive.
No, they're continuing to improve. And I think one huge positive to come from that game that was a concern that we were talking about in the lead up to it, they were fantastic against the run. Now, part of that can be, okay, you can sell out to stop the run when you're facing a Tyrod Taylor, but Breece Hall, 16 carries for 44 yards. That's fantastic, 2.8 yards per carry. But you're slowly seeing this defense continue to get better in key metrics, where third down defense on the season, they're 12th. That's more than respectable. You're creeping towards top 10. And red zone, you're 16th. You forced 9 turnovers over this 5-game winning streak. Now it's going to be a huge step up. And Zach Taylor is saying that he anticipates Joe Burrow is going to play Thanksgiving night.
He tweeted and put on Instagram he's playing.
There's going to be no T. Higgins, but Ja'Marr Chase has terrorized this defense multiple times in the past. You're going to face them two of the next 3 weeks. New England's got a strong offense. Green Bay's got a strong offense. Pittsburgh, meh. But there's going to be a step up in offense down the stretch.
I feel like, and to Jason's point, you have to skew positive. Roquan is stacking better games. Mm-hmm. I thought he's playing good football. Mike Green got another sack, now leads the team in sacks with 2.5. Marlon, the key turner. I will tell you, had a little PTSD early.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Tyrod Taylor threw Nate Wiggins a room service interception.
That should have been a pick early in the game.
And he let it go through his hands, and I'm thinking, here we go. But you got against good teams, when they give you the ball, you got to take it. It didn't cost them in this one. But, yeah, they're getting – their pressures are ticking up, and some of that's Draymond Jones, who is – basically giving them everything they could have wanted.
Yes.
They're not getting much more out of what they got up front. But, yeah, as Bone said, they're stopping the run. We'll see what happens when they play a team that actually can throw the football, and that's going to happen Thursday night. And we'll see what Chase Brown does against this defense. But, yes, another game where they hold a team under 20 points or less. They just gave up 10. So, yes, you have to feel good about the defense.
Yes. Now, what, 4 offensive touchdowns allowed since week 7?
Yeah.
So everybody would sign up for that. Now,
Haven't played anybody.
I think that's about to change.
It's going to click up Thursday night.
But I still go back. Bears just dropped 31 on Steelers, and the Rams are a freaking wagon right now.
What'd they have, 31.5 last night?
They played both those teams in back-to-back, so you got to give them credit for that. I know the Rams, self-inflicted mistakes in that, but both of those teams well within the top 10 at scoring.
Yeah, look, the defense, it's just so funny. You can run a whole bunch of numbers back to, like, week 5, the last 7 weeks, and it's like the defense stops hemorrhaging yards and points, makes people earn it, starts turning them over. The offense can't score. The offense starts turning it over. The offense can't capitalize in the red zone, even when they're given the ball by the defense. It's just they can't get it going at the same time.
One nitpick, and Aloe Gilman had the key fumble, fumble recovery after Marlon forced it. He missed a lot of tackles yesterday, and there were a couple times where he had Breece Hall in space, and one of those, I think it might have been the 40-yarder. He's right in front of him, and he whiffed.
It wasn't just him. Roquan had a gimme sack against Terod Taylor.
Oh, then the sack,
was bringing up in this post-game presser. There were a couple of open
field. Well, we're not going to talk about the defense for a minute, but I guess they were poo-pooing Kyle Hamilton after the game.
He said not serious.
Yeah, that's a quick turnaround, and it is. I've been saying it forever. He seems to be susceptible to burners, stingers, areas. Like, it's every game. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll say this.
He's probably way more hurt than we know.
If it was anybody else, I'd say he's not playing Thursday. But he, what do I call him, Gumby? Like, he's... I don't expect him to play Thursday, but we'll see if he's out. Well, we won't see today. They'll send out no media available. Yeah, they'll send out estimates today, so we'll see. They don't do anything dirty as far as that's concerned. So if he's practicing, he's practicing. We'll find out. It's a walkthrough, alas. Coming up next, six pack time, and we have two of them after a game. It's our six pack of offensive observations. Man, it was offensive. We'll give it to you next here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.